to WIBSRadio.com. The station where reality starts in the face and not going to be high. Radiant.
looking for Jamaica. didn't make bail. Got time and a story to tell. Started when I was 9 years old. Woke up when daddy was gone. I started hustling and they couldn't tell me nothing. Running in the hood trying to be somebody. My soul was on empty. I was searching for something. Tried to be good. Tried to keep from trouble. Living too fast. Trying to make good on a hustle. Sometimes it get rough. Coming from where I'm from. Times got hard. Coming from where I'm from. Coming from the university, lifestyle looking kind of lovely. Didn't know she had much change. Down the ride out, even take the train. Even take her to a poker game. Top notch fried chicken and douche. Try to be good. Try to treat you like a lady. Try to be a friend. Turned out that you were shady. Coming from where I'm from, life ain't what they seem to be. Coming from where I'm from, time to get a little angry. Coming from where I'm from, time to get the best of me. Coming from where I'm from, well, I'm trying to be good. Wanting nothing but to love somebody.
How hard is it to catch a crispy, flaky fish? Depends on how patient you are and what pocket you keep $6 in. Arby's fish sandwiches are now 2 for $6 and part of Arby's everyday value. Arby's, we have the meat.
Look at me now, I got my own studio, so I record for free. you know I keep it gangster, so I move with the left side. This M-O-E until my very last breath. It goes Big Spook, John Mo, Young J-R-C, Gutter in the zone, M-O-E, finna crush. I never thought I'd make it with this rapping shit. Now y'all see a nigga name all over flies and shit. Oh, y'all was on the move, but now the other direction, and all y'all can say is,
I'm on top. Y'all thought I fell off when I left all locked. I had to make the change, I had to push it up. Squad boys, I never give it up. When I left the click, thought I was gun rapping. Until a school said, JR, let's make it happen. Ran in the drop mode, he said, y'all, I mean, I said, huh? He said, money over everything. And now we right here, feel like it's my year. I trust no bitch, and that comes, I would never fear. I never back down, I come from uptown. I'm at the 10, tell the world I can rap now. I got a lot of dreams, with nothing in between. M.O.E. records, shit by all means. Shit by all means. Yeah, I'm your
champion.
In this tutorial, we will be discussing how to create an episode. With the paid packages, you can schedule one live broadcast per day. We have two options for creating the episode. The first is to broadcast a live episode, and the second is to upload. The upload option is available for hosts who want to upload pre-recorded audio to become available for a specific date and time. The broadcast option is what we'll be using in this video. Now, we can schedule the episode as a go live now, which would start within 1 minute of creating the episode, or we can use at your scheduled time. In this video, we will be scheduling the episode at a scheduled time. We're going to select the date, time, and duration for the episode. Please remember that the small package can have an episode that's up to 2 hours long. The next area will allow for you to enter the email address of your guest you want to connect to the episode using Direct Connect. It will send them an email after the episode is scheduled with instructions on how to connect. We will now enter a title for the show. The title should be to the point and explain the episode's content. Next is the short pitch. The short pitch helps gives a shortened descriptions for other platform when the episode is shared. In the detailed description, you'll want to share all the topics and information about your episode. The tag and keywords will help listeners find your content when searching a platform. You can separate these tags by using the commas. The season number, episode number, and podcast type will help your listeners know which episodes they are listening to when listening from iTunes. Hosts can select different visibilities for their broadcast. We like to think of these as movie ratings. We can have public all the way up to private. Private shows are best scheduled for recording pre-recorded content or using a test show. Finally, the advanced options. This will help hosts with adding slideshow images. The slideshow images need to be 600 by 450 to fit. Hosts can also select their startup audio from this section. When scheduling the episode, you'll see that the signal strength has increased. This helps the show visibility by adding more content and helps the show become searchable on the platform. You can also select the episode to go to Facebook and Twitter right from this page by checking these boxes. Once you are done entering the information on the Create page, please select the Create option at the bottom of the page, and this will create your episode.
Hey, I've got the food to try and get down. Everyone know one thing.
Yeah. We here, nigga.
How many niggas y'all had a bitch that you love so much?
Oh, shit.
So much.
Y'all know
what you're about to say. Around and did y'all dirty.
Gave that pussy away.
You know what?
She gave
that
pussy
away. I'm a Taurus the bull. I'm a Taurus the bull, right? It's like when I love, nigga, I love hard. But for my first love to fuck around and give my pussy away, that shit broke me down.
You was crying, son? You was crying?
Had me, oh God, had me in a crib, big fucking lump in my throat, laying on my back. Oh. I'm calling her moms. Her mom's like saying, oh, that's just her friend. They ain't doing that. That's her friend. That's her friend. Oh, some Big Marky shit. You heard? But that shit fucked me up. And then from there, son, because I can't see nobody fucking my bitch. Okay. And my bitch making the noises that she make with me. And then I see my bitch face while I'm fucking her. All them sexy motherfucking faces. And she making the same faces for the next nigga. That shit
that's
hurt,
dirty,
motherfucker.
That's dirty business right
that's
there.
That's bad. It's not dirty, that's bad.
Filthy.
So what the fuck I did?
You wrote a joint.
We wrote a joint.
I know
about
niggas,
that
I know
shit.
Niggas know the song too. For everybody that know a hoe, for everybody that know a nasty bitch, you sing the song.
No smoking alone. Yo, bitch, I fucked your friend.
Yeah, you sing,
ho. I seen her in the elevator, honey, grandma. He put me on the making shit,
bounce
and slide the bitch.
He
stopped crazy verbal.
I lay back like I'm rich.
It took late night on February 17th. Hands flooded like ink. My face is on. Just got back from Honolulu, poppin' second.
Buku cash.
Girlfriend sit through you who and laugh, yo. But I said,
oh, shit.
While I was on tour, whore, you went to work. I went to work. Quick, fast. Had a nigga dick in the dirt. You couldn't wait just to kidnap the bait of my sperm. Where was you at, ho?
Pinky house.
The bitch said, I said, where was you at, ho? Pinky house. He put in my perm. That's all you ever said to me,
bitch.
Thought that could hold me,
bitch.
Remember when I long-dicked you and broke your ovary,
bitch?
Then I said, motherfucker, I said, you crab bitch. No, motherfucker, I'm not fucking hearing
that right.
I said, you crab bitch. Chicken head hoe. Eating heroes.
Ew.
I'm the first nigga that had you watching Flicks by De Niro. You gained crazy points, baby. Just being with God. I taught you how to eat the right foods fast and don't eat lard. I gave you earth lessons. Stupid motherfucker. I gave you earth lessons. I came to you as a blessing. You didn't do the knowledge with the God was manifesting. You sneaky fuck.
What is she? What is she? What is
son,
she?
I said, you sneaky fuck, bitch. Your ways and actions told it all. I fucked you while you was bleeding. Held you down in malls.
Damn, I stink.
But I say more shit than that, but fuck that. I'm not even gonna say it no more, man.
That was the best fucking I ever had.
Yeah, that's cause you've been dealing with the ace.
Mm-hmm. You gotta leave. Where are you going, sugar?
I got business to take care of.
Oh, shit.
Shit, that's my old man. Shit.
Better go talk to her.
No smoke in the lungs, no smoke in the lungs, yeah. No smoke in the lungs, no smoke in the lungs. friend. Yeah, you sting, ho. I seen her in the elevator, honey, grab my Kango. She put me on the mega shit, bout to slap the bitch. She shot crazy verbal, I leaned back like I'm rich. It took place late night on February 17th. Hands flooded like ink, my face on her magazine. Just got back from Honolulu, pocket stacking buku cash. Girlfriend shipped her, you heard laugh, yo. While I was on tour, ho, you went to work. Quick, fast, had a nigga dick in the dirt. You couldn't wait just to kidnap the bait of my sperm. Who is you at, ho? Pinky out, she put in my perm. That's all you ever said to me, thought that could hold me. Remember when I long dicked you and broke your ovary, you crab bitch, chicken head hoe, eating heroes. I'm the first nigga that had you watching flicks by De Niro. You gain crazy points, baby, just being with God. Told you how to eat the right foods fast and don't eat law. I gave you earth lessons, I came to you as a blessing. You didn't do the knowledge what the God was manifesting. You sneaky fuck bitch, your ways and actions told it all. I fucked you while you was bleeding, held you down in malls. Sexually, you worship my dick like a course. I had you feet out, broke out for him once you fell off. You was my main shit, my peeps showed you up on the string. You saw how I got down the way I thought had you drank. But you had to fuck this lobster head ass nigga. I should've slapped him, but the God said chill. That's the wish for God, handle that in the lab. I'm wondering how many times your hot ass got stabbed. You dumb bitch, horny hot fuck from out the mountains. Your clientele is low, catch you next show, bro. I got jerked, gave away my pussy, that shit hurt. It feel like somebody died or shot your old earth. But fuck it, I fucked you on a chair with three legs, broken tables. Had you screaming while you was biting on my cables. We slid to the washing machine and threw it on spin. If your pussy dry, spit on my dick and put it in. My dick's the bomb, baby, marvelous heart snake. Plus I can see the stalks make the biggest so-called rape. I'm God, cipher divine, love my pussy refined. That means clean the FDS smell with a shine. Word up, respect that hoe.
Peace, what's up, man? Peace to Ghost Face Killer, man. Peace to the whole Wu-Tang Clan, man. Mr. 239 in the building. Soo! You know what I mean? Damn, I'm going to tell you, man, it's a lot of wildflower bitches out there, man. And I mean, you know, and I say this on a Sunday. I don't give a fuck how anybody take it. If you don't want to listen to them, if you don't like explicit content, don't fucking listen to my show right now, all right? It's a lot of fucking wildflowers out there, man. I had quite a few in my damn lifetime. My first wildflower was my first wife, and she was a black bitch, you know what I mean? And she committed adultery on me. She pulled that same shit like what Ghostface Killer said. His woman had pulled, but she did it in a sneaky-ass fly way. She was a sneaky-ass, weird-ass, tricky way. Like, I was taking care of my son and shit, and she was like, oh, I'm going to hang out with my girl, Rhonda. She be doing my hair. You know what I mean? It's so funny. And so, you know what I mean? She fucks around. And at the end of it, it was income tax time. And it was during the time, you know what I mean? I had just got out of prison and shit. And I was taking care of some business, trying to get all the charges and shit dropped. Because, I mean, a lot of people take Mr. 239 to be a sweet motherfucker. Keena Bryant White to be a sweet motherfucker. What they don't understand is I'm connected with Deuce Crips right now in Texas, in Montgomery County, Texas. And I'm going to throw out a name real quick. Big ups on my Deuce Crip homie, Big Shep. In case a little motherfucking little niggas and shit think that shit sweet, coming sideways thinking shit. Sweet, I remember he had told me that, you know what I mean, because I was up in Texas prison wilding out and shit, and he was like, man, you don't need to be in a place like this. You need to be out there preaching the gospel, telling the gospel, doing your music and shit, and let us handle you know, the work and do all that shit. And And, you know what I mean? You stay out of trouble. But if you ever have any problems with anybody, we always going to be able to know who you is, and we always going to be on standby. So that goes for any motherfucker that don't like Keena Brian White, any little motherfucker that think that they got balls and shit and they from another big-ass city or whatever. Motherfucker, I do it big. I was doing it big when I was in Texas, motherfucker. Know what I mean? But anyway, I had just got out of prison and shit, handling my fees and all that shit and taking care of all that. And so I got a little gig, a little job, you know what I'm saying, a little something, you know, where I get paid on the same day, you know. And it was quite funny. So, you know what I mean, she was working with her mom and shit, God rest her mom's soul and stuff. And she would come home and be like, she's going to hang out with her girlfriend, Rhonda, and shit. And so I'm like, all right, whatever, you know. So it's funny, at the end of it, right at income tax time, she comes out and tells me the truth when, you know what I mean, when she was about to get a new place and shit, that she told me why I've been babysitting my son. And she told me she was hanging out with Rhonda. She was lying. She'd been having an affair on me with another nigga. I was like, what the fuck? I mean, and so she was like, he getting ready to move in with me and when I get this new place, and he gonna help me take care of your son, and I don't give a fuck what you do. You can go back home to your mama. I was like, what the fuck? And like, you know what I mean? So it's like, so now remember all this shit. Now, I had done drop, let me see, 2 albums. I had been doing shows. I had been on TV. And I had got all this fame and shit big that had happened. First fucking wife committed adultery on me and was bold about admitting that shit. So, you know, that was the first time. So I went along for almost 6 years trying to figure out how I'm going to get a fucking divorce. and finally somebody was like, well, you know, you don't got to pay that much to get no damn divorce. You know what I mean? So, like, okay. So I finally took care of it when I was in North Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, I think. I think that's where I finally took care of it. So then comes along out of nowhere. I meet this white guy. He was from West Virginia. And he told me that he had this friend by the name of Miss Kathy. He addressed her as Miss Kathy. He was like, oh, yeah, you know, you might like my friend Miss Kathy. And I'm like, Miss Kathy, who the fuck is that? And so he was like, oh, that's my friend, you know. I'm like, all right, whatever. So he was like, I think I'm going to call her and see if she want to come over here. So she comes over with her fucking friend. You know what I mean? They drinking, you know what I mean, whatever. They have been drinking. She comes over, and instantly when she come over, I'm like, okay, whatever. And so I had a little voice box, like the miniature one they use when you be on stage and shit, and you have the mic, and it's made like a box. So she wants to jump on it. She jumps on it like some fucking groupie and start fucking singing and shit. You know what I mean? So, all right, whatever, you know. I let her do it. And so then I got my studio set up and shit in there. I got my whole studio set up and shit. And I got my whole studio set up. And so I got the shit set up. I'm about to record because I was at, you know, I might do it tonight. You know what I mean? I feel good tonight, you know, because I got a lot of unfinished business and shit and got a new album to work on. So anyway, you know, I was in the air, you know, getting ready to, you know, go in the lab and record. And so I talked to her, you know, I talked for a minute, whatever. And this was around about like 2014. You know what I mean? Right after me and my cousin, they had did Adventure and went to New York, been on the red carpet and did all that big famous, big ass shit, you know what I mean? And so she finally leaves. She says she's gonna leave she leaves back with her friend, they leave out. And so I'm sitting with my dude Lee in my apartment and shit. I had a one bedroom run down apartment, whatever. Could have went for maybe a two because the living room was big as hell, you know. But anyway, so me and him chilling, we were sitting back chilling. She texts my man's phone, Lee, and like, what are y'all doing? What is Lino doing right now? And my dude Lee was like, yo, man, Miss Kathy misspelled your name and shit, man. I was like, I don't know. Maybe she probably typing fast. He's like, she want to know what you're doing and shit. And I was like, nothing, just chilling. And he was like, she want to know if she can come over. So automatically, she already then jumped on my dick like some fucking groupie already. Know what I mean? So I was like, yeah, shit, she can come over. Know what I mean? So she come over. I think we blazed or something or whatever. And she come over and we kicking it, shooting the shit, shooting the breeze or whatever. And I think we started discussing shit about her recording or she wanting to record or some shit like that. I mean, because all I know is we recorded this first fucking song, the song that I may play tonight, but that's close to the all y'all gonna hear from her is just shit that I used her on as a fucking guinea pig, like singing hooks and shit like that. But as for her music, that shit gets no spins on my radio show no more. Because, and I'm gonna tell y'all why here in a minute. And anybody that wants to call in and give me feedback, I'm gonna give you the number to call in, and if y'all listening, call in and tell me what do you think when I tell you what I found out and what kind of stuff happened this morning. So anyway, you know, get in there. We get in here. We do this song called On the Move, you know. And so about this time, this is when I meet her friend, Nicola. And so I'm chilling. I'm cool with her to the point that I want to go to a Molly Darcy's with her in North Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and her friend. So I go with them. Her and her friend up there trying to, how can I put it, trying to hustle dudes to get them drinks and shit and try to act like they talking to them. And I'm down there still with her and shit. You know what I mean? Like, whatever, you know what I mean? This ain't my woman, you know what I mean? She just told me to come down here. And so at the same note, I had the song on my phone called On the Move and shit. And so people was hearing it, and it was like they liked the shit, you know what I mean? And so, like, so that same night, we was down there. This guy came back up to the crib because he was amazed by the crib. But my crib was decked out, man. I always had studio shit hanging on the wall, and I had a sign on the wall designed and shit like that. My studio always be hooked up, you know. I got to hook it up now. I've been going through a lot of shit, and I'll tell y'all what kind of shit I've been going through. And so, like, so this guy comes back. He brings his dog to the apartment with us. He has a big-ass gallon of vodka. She wastes the fucking vodka on my fucking desk. And it's like, oh, shit, I waste the vodka, and you ain't going to be mad at me. And they're like, I'm like, nah, I'm good. You know, the cleanup is all good. I used to drink vodka, you know. And this time I wasn't drinking. And so, and he had this bomb ass bud, you know, and we hit the bud and shit, you know. And so that same night, her friend was like, you know what I mean? She was about ready to leave and shit. So I think her and her friend, well, we actually, me and her walked her and her friend back home. So we came back. I think we came back to the, I think we went down to her friend's house to stay for a little bit and chill. A little bit, and then I came back up, and me and her came back to my spot. And I don't know how it all went, how it all came about, but she used to get real drunk and fall asleep in my fucking room, in my bed, on an air mattress that had bloody sheets on it prior to the chick that I used to talk to before then, after the situation with my wife and shit, which was a manager to me and my cousin when we were the Zero Squad. And she'd go to sleep on my shit and stay back there for hours and sleep on my shit, you know what I mean? So somehow I made it back there. I was tired and shit. And now, mind you now, before she would go and lay down on the bed, she had her father's speech from, what do you call that shit? That kind of school is, It's when you done sobered up, but she had her father's speech, AA, yeah, from AA on her phone. And she used to show that to me all the time and be like, my father had to stop drinking. He had one leg and everything. And you know what I mean? She was always letting me hear stuff about her father and everything about her life. And so, like, you know what I mean? And so finally, she ended up being back there in my room, in the bed, on the air mattress bed, sleep. I wind up my way back there. I get the fuck back there. I lay down. Somehow, I'm up close up on her while she sleep, and she in her drunkenness. And somehow, we start dry humping, and me and her bust a nut together without being inside each other intercourse. The craziest, weirdest fucking experience I ever fucking witnessed. And that shit alone was like, fuck, how the hell can this chick, me and this chick, bust nuts by dry humping as if we was doing real intercourse? And right there I had fell in love, because it's like, damn, like, I wonder what the pussy gonna be like, you know what I mean? And it's like, so finally, we were sitting and chilling in the living room one day, and she was like, I'm out of cigarettes. I need a beer. I'd be back. I was like, where you about to go? She was like, I'm about to go down the street because one of my regulars down the street. I was like, what the fuck you mean a regular? She was like, you know, this guy that I go see every now and then, and I let him fuck me, and he use a condom, and he gave me money to go get cigarettes and beer. And I'm like, what the fuck? I was like, yo, fuck that. I was like, hold on, man, listen. I put out a big stack of CDs, blanks I burn and shit. I was like, look, you ain't got to go around there and let no fucking dude fuck you and give you money. If you want cigarettes and beer, man, I can go out here and pitch maybe two of these and get you enough to get both of that shit or even more. And she was like, okay, whatever. And so I stopped her ass that moment for tricking as a call girl. That moment, I stopped her ass. And all through every now and then, she would constantly tell me when she would see other women in North Myrtle Beach acting crazy and shit, she would tell me, you know, they don't got no class. I used to be a call girl and this, that, and this, and the third, but I had class about myself. I didn't just do anything and all this shit and all that. And I'm like, yo, we ain't got to talk about that no more. Let's focus on something different. And so what we focused on was she started working on her album called From Above and Beyond. She wrote it. I helped produce it. I made some beats for her. She had got some beats. And I engineered, mixed it down and all that shit. So we got really, really, really fucking close. So fucking close that it turned to the situation that during this time, I was still married to my first wife. I haven't got the divorce yet, but I was getting ready to get the divorce. And we got really close. We reading the Bible together, studying together. We were really tight, so damn tight. Everything was good. So after 2014, September 23rd, 2015 came. We had a date planned that we wanted to get married. So her sister flies, comes out from California, and her sister brings her father's picture to give us away, because her father and mother is dead. They've been dead for quite some time. And wedding goes good. But remember this, when I said I do to her, and when I said, when we got married, she was big as a fucking blimp. She had just had my first little girl, Helen Mary Sophia Naglaski. And after that, you know how people be on a honeymoon and they have sex? Shit. I couldn't have sex with her when we was on our honeymoon. I had to wait like almost 2 weeks. In between that time, I end up going to jail for a fucking gun charge because I went worldwide with movie feet. You know what I mean? Because some little fake-ass niggas try to touch me and was talking that fake-ass wannabe gangster shit, and I'm a real monster. You pop shit in my motherfucking apartment and tell me that some niggas say, when they see me come up the street, they gonna come and set it on me, and they better not catch me in the street, and I'm going to the street, and I had to go, I went to the store. Actually, I went to the store to get my wife a Black and Mild, and I was gonna get some gummy bears. Man, that boy that told me that the boy said they was gonna do that shit, by the time I got out the door, I think he had went up the street and told the motherfuckers that I had a 9mm Ruger on my waist and I was about to walk up the street. So I walked the street in all black military boots, all black military certified suit, all black vest, military FBI suit, the whole nine, the whole fucking thing. By the time I got in to get to the store, the cops roll up right when I get up there by the house where the boys was saying they was going to do something to me at. Cops flash the fucking light and say, is there anything on you I need to know about? And I was like, yeah, I got my wife 9mm Ruger. He was like, put your fucking hands up. That's what the cops said. And I'm like, what for, man? I was like, this is my wife's joint. I was like, I was just walking through the store. He was like, if it's not yours, I'm about to call and make sure. So they call and ask my wife. I did a song about it called Smooth Criminal a minute ago. I might play it one day over the radio once I put it on the radio show. But I used to play it a lot. But they call and ask her, and she was like, yeah, it's my gun. They thought I had stole the shit from somewhere. You know what I mean? Thought it was a hot gun. So, like, I go to fucking jail, spend the night one night. I end up having to pay a $500 damn fine for the gun charge. And it's like 2016 come. And shit was just, fame started coming more bigger and bigger back and forth. I go to Spotify, get on Spotify with a full album, get on Spotify with 239 million fists, Spotify with Blade Trail Business, Spotify with Stay Alert, Blast 37, some of my songs that I had produced beats for myself and some stuff that RZA had produced for me from the Wu-Tang Clan, the one song called Minnie May Come. You know, if they Minnie Mae was chosen to throw the spark, and you know, and all that, and it's like the more famous I was getting, the more crazy shit was getting, man. And it's like we was doing bike rallies and stuff. Bike rallies was going down. People was trying to come to the ports, causing problems, and in between all that, my wife started getting fucking crazy and doing crazy shit and getting mad all the time. And she was getting mad because bitches was coming to the porch half-dressed on bike rally because I would be out there killing the microphone and shit, which y'all can see the shit on Keno White on YouTube, the movies for the bike rallies. You see bitches coming to the porch and all kinds of shit like that. And it's like my kids was out there and, like, all that shit caused my wife to fall out of love with me. She stayed within 4 years afterwards. And it's like, how you fall out of love with a motherfucker that helped you get to the top, a motherfucker that did everything for you, that sacrificed for you, that put you where he put himself. You know what I mean? It's like, so now officially it's 2021. We move to West Virginia. October 31st, 2020. Everything was fine. We had this beautiful-ass big three-bedroom house at Mount Zion Road in Fairmont, West Virginia. We got an Equinox truck. Just make payments on it. Everything good. November comes. Things start getting rocky. I don't know why. I don't know where. I don't know what made my wife. I mean, I could tell you what made her start acting fucking stupid. She was communicating with a cousin that was jealous of her, a cousin that was working fucking sales and roots and shit, like at fucking night, telling her to do shit with red fucking candles and salt and shit. Now, I mean, at the fucking house at Mount Zion. And she, like a damn da-dun-da-dun, borderline personality, ADHD, bipolar, you know what I mean? Triple X. She listened to her ass. And this is the family member that her father and her mother wanted her to stay away from the side of the family. But she couldn't resist. So she's done started doing this shit. So she starts changing. She's drinking. She's doing all this shit drinking. She got to the point, she started off, she was just drinking beer. Then she moved up to all these damn different liquors. Canada House. What the fuck? I think she was messing with some Christian brothers. She was messing with all kinds of hard liquors, man. And she got to the point she didn't give a fuck about nothing no more. So it comes around the time Christmas was coming. Christmas was going to be a great Christmas, but she was so plattered from all the alcohol, and she'd be staying up all night long drinking it, didn't think that she's going to lay down at 10 o'clock at in the morning and shit. And it's like, she started neglecting me and my daughters. So Christmas time, before Christmas time come, she got mad at me over some dumb shit. She was going to snatch a microphone back. She actually snatched the fucking microphone back that she had bought that was going to go towards the studio for me. And then, I mean, I really didn't really get it. Really wasn't going to get shit anyway for Christmas because I'm old anyway. You know what I'm saying? By that time, I was like 40 years old, you know, 40 years old and shit. And so it was like, I hadn't turned, I don't think I had turned quite, well, I think I had just turned 41. Yeah, 41. And it was time for the girls to get up for Christmas. And boy, let me tell you, our Christmas morning was crazy as fuck. I'm trying to, you know, let the girls open their presents and do stuff and smell and talk to them, try to give them, you know, try to talk to them and stuff. And she just fucking snaps the fuck out. Like, I mean, she used to go see counseling, you know what I mean? She used to go see a counselor by the name of Bruce Lynch in North Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. And I used to go see my dude by the name of, damn, what was his name? I got his name on his card. Can't think of it. Yeah, Jonathan. His name was Jonathan. Because I went to go see him because of that, what had happened with my father and me being PTSD and stuff. But it was Christmas as well. Like, she was, like, so fucking aggressive and mean. And it's like, she kept having this resentless, meanness shit towards me, like, as if her cousin was, like, every time her cousin told her to play with a red candle and salt, the more evil she got and shit. And I was like, I don't understand it. And to the point that she was hurting my feelings and shit, you know, and I'd be crying because I didn't understand what the fuck, why she was treating me wrong. And we done been married for so long and shit and been through it all. We went to prison together because our kids had got took by DSS in North Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, because people making false calls and shit. And so Christmas was kind of, you know, a little bit sad and shit. And so, like, after Christmas, in between New Year's, I was doing a party / movie shoot that was going to be done. Because I always was told, whatever you do at the first of the year, you'll be doing it for the rest of the year. So I always had this tradition for what I'm going to be doing. If I'm going to be doing a, if my New Year's resolution is I'm performing, I'm going to be performing for the rest of the year and shit. And that's what I aim to do, you know, when New Year's resolution comes, because that's always been what I always like to do. So in between that situation, we was filming the movie of the New Year's movie. Performing, lights was going, the light up balloons was going, everything. I let her drink. Now, mind you, I didn't smoke. When this movie was going, I didn't smoke no weed. I had it, but I was like, I'm just have to step off for a minute because I didn't know what was going on with me because I had this problem where, when I was standing out there at Mount Zion, it's like a lot of trees and the it messes with your respiratory system a lot out there. And so I didn't know what was going on. All I know was spitting up all this shit, man, and coughing up all this shit. But come to find out, now what I found out from my doctor, now then went to my doctor, I got COPD. And I got to take a special inhaler for it and shit now, which ain't no big deal, you know. Don't stop a brother from greasing his barrels and spitting rhymes. Ain't nothing going to stop me from spitting rhymes, man, because I love rapping and shit. I love spitting lyrics, you know what I mean? That's what I fucking do. That's what I've been doing for life. I've been spitting rhymes. I don't let shit stop me from spitting rhymes, man. You know what I mean? So then we was recording the shit. We were recording it and everything. We were recording everything. For some damn reason, this particular thing that got recorded, this particular movie. Now y'all mind gonna flip when you hear what the fuck happened. For this particular reason, this time the damn movie, for some reason, something happened on Facebook. None of the damn footage was saved. It didn't even let us get it. It didn't even let us, like, we could look at it, I think, on Facebook, but for some reason, the shit wouldn't download. And from there, I was trying to figure out what the hell has happened. And that was the first telltale sign that something was going on, because that's the same night that me and Catherine did Little Kim and Mary J. Blige, We Can Rock You Better Than They Can. But they originally done the ones that I Can Love You, but we said We Can Rock You. And it didn't pick up the shit. So the next month, which was February, she comes to a verdict and says that she thinks if she go back to Indiana, Maryville, Indiana, and where her parents was buried at or however that may be, and she go see their gravestone or whatever, she can sober up and she won't be so mean when she come back because she had an alcohol problem. So she said, I'm going to leave on February 10th, but I'm going to come back at the end of February. But before she left, she got in this aggressive mode with me. I needed to go to Walmart to my bank to try to put some money in my account so it wouldn't close. She flipped out, argued me down, got mad because she had put it in my PayPal and we was trying to transfer it so I could put it in my bank account at Walmart. She argued me down, got mad, and during this time, snow's coming down on the fucking ground. Horse about to start coming down. The day that she left, all this fucking snow was coming down on the ground. The day that she left me and my little girl, snow was coming down the ground. She left us out in the fucking cold. That's what she did. She left us in the fucking cold, man. Left me and my little girl. My first little girl was 5 years old. My other one was 3 years old. And she had been talking about it the whole time. That she needed a break from me and my daughters. She's going to fucking leave us one day and she ain't going to come back, or she going to fucking leave one day and I'm going to be left to take care of the girls on my own. So, you know what I mean? It's like, whatever. So she left. Months and months passed, man. kept getting this, her friend Dusty to good, order the groceries from Walmart and bring it to the crib out there in the country house. So around March 27th, my COPD and everything was messing with me that I was laying down. I had to lay down in the bed at daytime. I called my little girls in the house. Actually, I didn't have to call them in. They said they didn't want to be out there in the hot sun no more. So they came in the house. I locked the door. They was a little bit rowdy. And I told them, I said, well, why don't y'all just go in the room, lay down, take a nap like your father's doing. And when you get up, I'll give y'all your tablets. And I'm going to give y'all something else to eat. And it was like, okay. And so the house we were staying in, the front door didn't lock right. So, like, I lay down. I have the door open where I can hear the girls. I don't sleep that long. I wake back up. I get up, go to the back fucking door with the chain on it. The door with the back door with the chain on it is halfway open, but they couldn't get out that way. So I go and look at the front door. My little smart daughter done closed the damn, done unlocked the door. Her and her sister done left out, and she closed the damn door and walked down the street to the neighbors. And I didn't even know it. Both of them walked down there, and they went to the neighbors' porch from what I heard from the neighbors, how they're Mount Zion and shit. They walked down here, and when they walked down here, the neighbors was trying to figure out where their parents was at. My oldest daughter, Helen, she was like, my mama left on a big, big, big bus and went away. And my father is somewhere in a big, big, in a big brown house far, far away from here. And so they had no other choice but to put an ad on Facebook. So I'm out there, asthma attacking, COPD messing with me, kicking my ass, yelling to the top of my nerves, lungs, asking, calling my daughter's name. All of a sudden, the damn trooper pulls up and tells me that my daughters are down the street at the neighbor's house. And so prior to that, I get in the damn car. But before I get in the car, she's like, I got to put handcuffs on you because just for my purposes, safety purposes. So I'm thinking I'm going to get my girls to be able to come back home. She's like, just got to go to the gap, just got to go to the police station, see if everything all right. So prior, we had a DSS case in North Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. So automatically, the shit popped up automatically that a situation happened once before. So the lady told me, you're under arrest. And I was like, for what? She was like, because child endangerment and this, that, and the third, this didn't happen before. I was like, but that got throughout. She was like, but that don't mean nothing. It's still right there. And so I'm up in there praying on pins and needles because I got something balling at home on the stove. You know what I mean? So I whips out my USCCA card. Hell yeah, I whipped it out. And I was like, look, this is what I got going on right here. Listen, and like I said, they've been known to help you get out of jail or any circumstance. Like if I was to say if somebody was to come to my house and try some shit with me and I shoot their ass and kill their ass, all I got to do is report to USCCA people, record, let the cops come, let them record the statement, and USCCA get me out of fucking prison or jail. That's why I don't like it when motherfuckers think that they can talk beef with me and think that they can get away with it because, I mean, I'm with the Concealed Carry Association. I'm with Delta Force, meaning that I can get Delta-ish if you fuck with me. And that goes for any motherfucker that's listening, any nigga that's in any fucking part of the fucking Midwest, in the up north, down south, wherever the fuck you at. I don't give a fuck who you is. Just know that I'm certified and I can kill your ass and it can be self-defense. Just know that, okay? And in a little bit, I'll play that little commercial so you can hear it closely, a little bit closer to your fucking ears and you can't hear it clear. Talking about I won't do shit. Man, I was shooting my fucking gun when I was standing at Mount Zion. back there, I had a target that I built up myself. I was shooting bottles and shit. Fuck out of here. And shooting guns. He says, I was fucking 11 years old. I played for him in a minute. Anyway, so like, CPS woman comes in there and said, I got to take the keys. Reason why? Because child neglect and abuse. And I'm like, wait a minute, abuse where? She's like, look at her finger. There's a bandage on it. So prior to the time that my wife was doing all her drinking and shit, my little girls, we used to watch wrestling and shit. We always be watching wrestling. Like, when I get the Roku back going again, I probably would be watching wrestling again. But anyway, they was launching themselves off the dresser in the room and jumping and shit and this and all that and whatever. And somehow a Mickey Mouse picture fell and broke with the glass. Cut my youngest little girl finger. I fucked it up hard. And so during this time, my wife, once we find out about it, my wife tell my little youngest little girl to be quiet and suck it up. And this is before all this shit happened. And I'm like, man, I don't know. Don't you think we might need to try to take her to the hospital or something? She's like, no. Eliana, suck it up. Suck it up. Suck it up. We sucking it up, all right. $100 a piece, we got to pay for fucking child support. Right now. Word. So it's like, then while this happening, the CPS woman gives a foul report, automatically calls her ass in Indiana, calls her number and shit. She tell the people behind my back that she's doing a secret separation and I didn't even know it yet. And then she done told the lady that the house we was renting from. So I'm sitting here thinking to myself, like, what the fuck? Like, so what if this shit wouldn't have happened with my daughter? I mean, me and the girls was already planning that I was already planning it. I told Kathy already that I was planning if nothing don't happen, if we weren't going to be able to stay in the house no more, I wanted me and my daughters to go back to North Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. We'd be at the fucking beach because I'm a beach boy. I was out there for fucking 11 years, and I love the beach, you know, and if I ever get myself back on point, and when I get my daughters back, we're going to go back to that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? You know, maybe for a visit because I'm working on getting ready to get my permit and my license and shit. You know what I mean? So, like, anyway, to make a long story short, man, she did that shit, stayed gone, and out of no fucking where, she decided that she wanted to divorce me. And so she never stopped drinking. And see, her plan was she was going to sober up, but she didn't. She claimed that her cousin fucked with her, messed her head up so much that she took a $1,400 stimulus check and blew it all in alcohol. So by this time, my daughters is gone. I'm where I'm at. And so this morning, early in the morning, I've been had this situation going on with this fake-ass dude from her little town and shit. He constantly was showing up on my messenger, and I'm not friends with him. I'm not communicating with him, none of that shit. And I just like, I don't get it. I don't know why this motherfucker keeps showing up on my shit. So finally, I fucking go to click on what's going on, and there's my fucking wife's picture right there. Right there in his shit. So this motherfucker, as soon as I see it, first thing I'm saying, because this is an ex that my wife knew before she knew me in 2014. And it's like, I see the picture, and I'm like, what the fuck? It wasn't there before. And it's her with the Wu-Tang halter Wu-Tang halter top that I paid for with my money when I was getting all the Wu-Tang gear. And it was when we was in North Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. So it's like, the whole fucking time, I'm sitting there pondering like, what's going on? So I said, fuck it. this is a motherfucker she knew before she knew me, and I'm pretty sure she used to fuck him, I guess. I don't know. So, like, I pop a message on the motherfucker. I'm like, yo, you fucking cat? That's what I said. And I left it at that. I ain't say shit else. I think I might have said, you fucking cat? If you is, you can have her. Or some shit like that. I think that's what the fuck I said. Something between there. Know what I mean? Because you know us hip-hop niggas, we don't give a fuck. When a bitch give her pussy away, she ain't ours no more. She's just a stank-ass, tramp-ass hoe. In my case, mine's a stank-ass fucking call girl. Used to be fucking call girl. I don't give a fuck what she say or what she think. And so, like, it took a little minute. He ain't even respond. He ain't respond. I text her. She ain't respond. It's like 3 a.m. in the morning. I'm like, man, fuck this. I was like, man, I'm going to church in the morning. I was like, you know what? Forget it. I was like, I ironed up my motherfucking pinstripe blue mops and suit and shit. Threw my colognes on that shit. Hung it up on a hanger. I was like, I'm getting ready to go to fuck to bed. So I slept on it. So I got up that morning. I got up when I got up. As soon as I got up, I'm sitting there waiting. The devil was busy, man. I get the ring call from the dude. He ringing me from the video joint. He ringing me. So I answer it, and I'm like, look here, dude. If you fucking my wife, you can have her. And he hang up the phone. He hung up the fucking phone. Video and shit. He texts us talking shit. And he comes out of his mouth texting, messaging, saying, yeah, I'm about to fuck a little white ass right now. I was like, yeah, whatever. And so after that, I just was like, okay, well, she committing adultery. I hope she know that shit. You know what I mean? And it's like, I call her before I leave to go to church. I was like, look here. You ain't going to ever see Helen or Eliana ever again. I put it to her like that. I was like, I'm calling the caseworker in the morning. I'm telling the caseworker what I know. Then I told her, I was like, as for you, you need to let me know what you want me to do with your shit. Because I wanted out my motherfucking apartment because your shit contaminating my apartment, keeping me from having a fucking female to come to be with me and shit, because I got your stupid stink shit in my fucking house. So you need to let me know what's good. She never responded to me. So guess what, y'all? I'm up in church, know what I mean? Because I be going, you know, I'm going to the Mormon church and everything, know what I mean? And, you know, so like, I'm not paying attention, but I got my phone on, you know, where it don't, you can't hear it ring. So I keep hearing the sound. It sounds like a phone going off. So I get back home from church and everything. I don't think about it. Check out my message because I thought maybe it was my dude from come and pick me up for church and stuff. Because he had called this morning and I was texting somebody and everything. And I thought he had left a message. I had two messages. I had a message box on two back-to-back message things on top of my fucking phone. So I'm sitting there. I'm like, I wonder who these people are, who the messages is, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, I'm sitting down. I'm eating and shit. I finally sit down, and I'm eating. And I'm like, hey, let me check the message, see who this is. Hold on, quick. I check it. Guess who it is? It's her, y'all. She calling, trying to talk all this fly shit because she in motherfucking Chicago or Maryville, Indiana and shit. Like, she like some kind of fucking gangster and shit. Talking shit, right? Talking shit. Telling me, oh, I told you, these dudes ain't like from where you from. But the dudes, you know, these dudes, I guess they feel threatened and they just say shit to try to make them feel powered. I'm like, fuck you. Shut the fuck up. Now, I mean, that's what I'm saying while I'm listening to the shit. You know what I mean? And you just fucking scared because what I fucking told you, that you ain't going to see them girls no more and all that other shit I told your ass about adultery and shit. And then she was talking shit and she got mad and she was like, blah, blah, blah. I told you dudes that ain't and I left your ass. And so wherever she was at, evidently she wasn't supposed to cuss. She busts out, oh, I'm an alcoholic. That's what the fuck she said. So then, there's another message there, and she's still trying to talk some shit like she's some kind of gangster. And I was like, all right. So I'm listening to the shit, and you could tell that she really fucking scared. She don't know what the fuck gonna happen now. And so, like, to conclude this shit is, I got the number that I want y'all to call in, y'all listen. And the number is 516-666-9496. And the question I got is, and why y'all listening, why I just said that number, is do y'all think that my wife, Catherine Sistar Barjornique, Catherine Marie Naglaski, done fucked this dude and she done committed adultery on me and she just tried, she's like feeling real messed up because she got caught up in her shit. If anybody's out there listening, call in. And that concludes my discussion. But one more thing. Guess what I did, y'all? Like, she had a lot of clothes here and shit, including the dress that we got, the dress she got married in to me. Guess what I did? I packed up all her fucking clothes, all her shit just now and took it. And it's going to be meeting the fucking garbage truck on Thursday. And I'm going to give a big bravo for me and a big bravo for me. And if it wasn't for the strength of her having an Eastern Star book in here, I was getting ready to toss that shit in the bag and throw it away. But no, I have a little bit more heart than that, and I ain't do it yet. But I, you know, this was my second marriage. And I'm going to tell you some shit. This has been some rough fucking 8 months, man. Rough eight fucking months. I can tell you that, man. Like, laying on my fucking back, laying in the bed, eating motherfucking Welch's fruit snacks, elevating my feet up. I just got a fucking biopsy fucking done. There's a chance that whatever the fuck, like, with the shit that she did, how she fucking left me and my daughters, for some reason, my white blood cell is eating my fucking nerves to pieces. And it was a chance that they said that I might be having lupus. And it's like, then I'm dealing with her fucking ass with this shit, with that fucking shit she was pulling. And I feel Ghostface Killah on that song called Wildflower, man, because sometimes bitches think that they can overpower a fucking dude and he ain't gonna have no way to fucking bounce back. Man, I'm taking 4 motherfucking steroids now. 4 of them. Now, damn motherfucker to buck at me. I knock his fucking head loose. Every night I'm fucking throwing steel every fucking night. Every morning I'm throwing steel. Walking and throwing it. And I'll be damned if I'm gonna let some stinking ass, horny hot fuck bitch from the Midwest make me look like a soft ass motherfucking monster. I've been rough ever since I came out my mom motherfucking pussy. Fake ass bitch. Bitch ass hoe. Had my motherfucking house smell like fucking dead ass blood. Fucking blood. Fucking bitch. Y'all should have smelled the fucking bag, man. Her stank ass odor. Had my fucking apartment smelling like raw motherfucking blood and shit. Threw that shit the fuck out my crib, yo. Fucking bitch. So officially, I wish that Facebook would stop putting that picture right there with Kena white, senior, Mary, the cat, Sister Bojone, September 23rd, 2015, because that shit don't mean nothing no more. So, hope y'all enjoy my discussion. Now I'm gonna play some music. And I don't want no female to feel in any way that I go around disrespecting females, because I don't. But what I will not tolerate is I'm not going to tolerate a fucking skanky-ass bitch fuck around on me. And I've been fucking faithful to you for all them fucking months, all them fucking years. I ain't ever fucked around with no bitch while I was with my second wife. I ain't ever cheated. But she cheat on me with some dirty dick, crab, lobster head ass motherfucker that don't know. If it wasn't for me saying a prayer this morning, I was about to call somebody up, one of my people that ride, and already had pulled my 9mm rug out and had my hollow points ready already for it, and I got two clips. I was about to take a trip to Chicago, Illinois, and light up the block like fireworks at daytime in the morning. But the guy told me to just relax. And that's what I did. And I put my fucking 9mm Ruger back in my fucking bag. See, in life, there comes a time that people think that they can go around fucking playing games all the fucking time. Like 34-year-old little bitches that think they run shit, but ain't shit. I invented her. I made her. I made her where she at. You know what I mean? You don't chop the fucking hand off that fucking feed you, that puts you where you at. And mind y'all this. I just gave her my motherfucking studio to help her out when I got all the fucking people hitting me up wanting to give me deals right now. Yeah, because I am the motherfucker. I'm the motherfucker that made the shit. I'm the AM Fleet motherfucking top fucking general. And I ain't going to let no stupid bitch think she can run me. I'm going to show her who runs shit tomorrow. Because my day ain't over. Talking about dudes just feel threatened, so they try to say shit to make them look powerful. That's what she had to say on the voicemail. Try to make it say, like, but she didn't say shit about, it's like she tried to make it look like he just said he was getting ready to fuck me because dudes be feeling like they threatened and this, that, and so they want to say some shit to make them look powerful. I don't want to hear that bullshit. Like I said, now I got her shit out of my house. Maybe some fucking female will come and hang out with me and be with me and shit, and I ain't got to pay shit. Because I tell you, man, while her shit was in here, like, it was like a fucking curse. Like, every fucking, I went through every dateline, every online dateline, every wherever I've been, man, I be at Walmart, bitches looking at me, sweating me, but don't holler. Now, I mean, like, all kinds of shit. It was like some crazy shit going on. So I was like, man, fuck it. Maybe I need to get her shit the fuck out of my crib. Because, like, it's true. When a bitch do you dirty, it become like a religion. You get rid of her ass. Like, it's just like she become religious. You become religious when it comes to bitches cheating and fucking around with other niggas and shit on you, especially when you've been faithful to them. So, yeah, I understand that Wildflower song, man, and that's why I play that shit tonight. Because it's fucked up, man. It's really fucked up when you done sacrifice yourself and everything and you got two kids by a fucking female and she kick you and them girls to the curb. I mean, but, you know, she don't know no better. She borderline personality, ADHD, bipolar, XXX, you know what I mean?
Girl, I having the ball. I can't remember the last time we made love. I know it ain't me, baby, that you're thinking of. I don't have to take this, girl, what you put us through. Taking us through this and that, girl, I'm so damn tired of you. The phone. I asked you about it, baby. Tell me, just leave it alone.
Just leave it alone.
Cell phone on vibrate,
vibrate.
Waiting on a booty call.
Ooh.
Ain't gonna find a man when you're running around with a dog.
Mm-hmm.
I love my family.
Family.
I thought that you did too. Thank God for so much, but don't know what to think about you. I've been hurt before, doing right while you do wrong. And what don't kill me, baby, only gonna make me strong. I don't wanna take this, girl, what you put us through.
Let me down. Can you tell me why, after all I've done for you and now? No, I really hate to say it, but I gotta tell you something. I think I better leave you alone,
alone.
Don't get your back,
yeah,
and get the hell on. To hear me say all of these words, but then again, I guess by now I really don't care. Oh, always thought that it could work, thought it could be forever you and me. Tell me what happened to us. Wait a minute, don't speak right now.
Flashing me thoughts when flowing through it. Come on. Brian White. Life's been a gamble, yes it has been. For all y'all out there don't know when I'm coming in. Running through the game, make everybody feel like they got the run when they hear the name Keno. Coming through with the style, let them run slow. They know the dice in my hand, the pool ball, and everything's shaking. My name Keno, go down like dots and y'all like dumbos. Life's been a gamble.
That's all I know.
Represent in the place. It don't matter where I do and what I make a move. Everybody feel what I do. I'm talking about white folks to black folks to people going across the globe. People coming from different parts around the map. Seeing how Mr. 239 come through, make them collapse.
Life in a gamble.
And I'm coming through, let you know when I smack.
Life leave you handle.
Y'all know when I come with styles, I make them feel like they've been packed. Smack them in their zone, that's what I'm packing on. Everybody thought that they could stop what I'm racking on. Wait a minute, put the balls on the pool table. Rack them up, eight ball in the corner. My life in a gamble. That's all I know. Come on, tell them again.
I've said it.
Y'all wondering where we going? hit it. Mr. 239 always do it from different sections, different measurements. Yo, I remember the time when I learned how to do the first type of movement. I had to crawl before I walked. That's what they said back in the days when I was a little kid. Once I was learning how to talk. But before I learned how to talk, I learned how to crawl. To all y'all out there don't understand everything that the word is born. Records been doing this and stuff we've been doing. Everybody minds is getting ruined. Trying to figure out what's the next movement. What's the next mode? What's the next way? I'm getting ready to go. Where I'm getting ready to take this format where everybody can know. Yeah, kicking it with the capital to the M, the O, the N, the R, the O, the E, representing Monroe, NC. Got Chi-Town with me and we are on the move. We are on the move. We are on the move.
Say it again.
We are on the move.
We are on the move.
How do you move, mommy?
I move. How do you move, daddy?
I'm so fast, so smooth. Call me Kate Smooth. Do my thing so fast. Everybody be wondering where it lies, then seeing where I go. Where I live when we come through with the flow. We let them know again, like I said again. We are on the move.
We are on the move. We are on the move. We are on the move.
Yo. I keep moving like a subway in a train and a Greyhound bus going from here to there. I remember that's how I used to move around a couple years. I'm talking about times I used to move when it was New Year's. I remember going to sleep on a Greyhound bus and it was New Year's. I had just came out with my first album, Blast from the Last Minute Suggestion, on the Greyhound bus. Try to figure out what was going on, but before then I had a lot of mess episodes that happened to me on the bus. Yo, just like a fan, maybe like a groupie, checked out my CD and started looking at the way I was doing my thing, and she was like, yeah, I'ma get this CD, I can do something for you to give it to me quickly.
What?
I'm like, nah, you're not getting my album, man. Anyway, she ended up taking it, and I was on the move. We are on the move. We
are,
come on
the move.
Y'all know Miss Storm. Yeah, when the type of word is born. Records, yeah, that is the sergeant at other zero squad. So all y'all out there didn't understand what we get ready to do. We told y'all again, we are on the move.
We are on the move.
We are
on the move.
We are on the move.
Drop it like it's hot, drop it like it's hot, drop it like it's hot.
On the pigs,
try to get.
Yes, sir.
Well, you know you want some more, girl. So come on. Well, you know. Thank you.
Take this drink and hit this weed. Two step with me, let's slip to the dance floor. On and on and on and on we go. I'll dip you if you want me to. You see, I really wanna get a little funk with you. Biggity funk with you. A nigga wanna hump you and then just come with you. And then I'll pop the top and lay you on the cot and get you nice and hot. Yeah, yeah, it's all to the real. We can do what I got. Come on, girl, let's chill.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Down, nigga.
Yeah.
Front and ass, nigga. second.
I came into this world at speed, traveling like a bullet. I'm coming from a 32nd degree mercenary. While a lot of people didn't understand about Mr. 239 possession with the track and the way I be representing. Don't understand, y'all, you understand me, yo. This a new self-defense. With my rhymes, I'ma keep making moves like USCCA. For all you dudes that they don't understand about Mr. 239, he don't play. Ever since back in them days, when a lot of people thought that they could stop me, as I bring out my flame, as I continue to move with my aim, making a lot of people feel like, yeah, I done been popped out so many shots around, made everybody drop, and then they done feel like a whole bunch of brains. But most dudes thought that they could stop me, thought that they could stop everything that I've been representing, coming off the track and representing, leaving my signature, let's see, carved in, targeting, anybody thinking they could stop what I've been with, yo, you better understand, yo, when's this 239 come through, all you dudes better understand what's gonna happen, this is how it goes, no more screaming, stop free, time for y'all to catch one of these, Mr. 239, squeeze,
word up, man, come on.
No more screaming, stop free, time for y'all to catch one of these, Mr. 239, squeeze, yeah,
yo, check it.
So, you should check me, the one with position, type of vision, type of flow. Been known to kill a target, and close my eyes and don't even worry about it, because I will always sight a target. Just like my head got a built-in radar off when it's time for me to spit. Y'all better understand, this is a militant mode for most dudes, so that they can stop everything that I've been doing. Yeah, that's the time that Mr. 239 that came through and made everybody feel like I done hit you quick, and I blew through your medulla oblongata. Quick, meaning that the circulation going through Mr. 239, representing with an aiming for all dudes out there don't understand. Yeah, this is a new shrinking world. I done shrink your brain in quick, and I ain't that one like Rick Moran. So like I said, no more screaming, stop, freeze. Time for y'all to catch one of these S239 squeeze. No more screaming, stop, freeze. Time for y'all to catch one of these as Mr. 239 squeeze.
Check it, word up, yeah.
No more screaming, stop, freeze. Yeah, stop, please. For all dudes out there thought that they could stop me, man. Y'all were out there don't understand. You can't stop the way the Mr. 239 represent. Off the topic, I squeeze and make a lot of people fall down. You understand, yeah. Yo, I done killed all my targets, man.
What the hell you think you're doing?
I'm taking
give it him. Give it him right now. Give it. Give it him. Give it him right now. Give it him right now. Give it right now. Give it right now. Cut your ass.
Yeah, man, for all y'all niggas out there running your mouth about me, don't know about me, I'ma tell you motherfuckers like this right here. Give me mine for niggas talking shit. Give me mine for niggas even thought I exist. Give me mine. 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 Yeah, it's time y'all gave me what I earned. Yo, God knows it. I earned it. If y'all niggas thinking y'all can turn shit, I make niggas feel like they burn quick. 360 degrees, sapphire stone burning. You niggas know about me. Niggas gon' come with that doubt. Y'all niggas gon' be turning. The other cheek, you better smile. Don't think about fucking with me. I'm the type of nigga that's gon' go to get my dough easily. I'm known currency. Why you niggas still trying to learn in the industry? Y'all niggas need to be taught a lesson. The way a nigga represent, I keep coming through live. You niggas better get ready for me. I told you niggas I'd be on my engraving. So, give me mine when niggas talking shit. Give me mine when niggas didn't thought I exist. Better think before you talk. You niggas better sit back, because I'm the nigga that's gonna
putting your finger in your ass crack. Y'all niggas gon' pass that when I represent with the blast. Niggas in St. Brian last. All struggles and tribulations. Y'all niggas know what the fuck it is. I don't know what the fuck you think. Give me mine when niggas talk and shit. Give me mine when niggas ain't talking. Don't be claiming this shit. You can stop this nigga right here. My boat ain't sinking. Style thoughts move like Noah's Ark. Now you niggas know what to talk. You niggas get walked backwards. Niggas be half-stepping. With that weak shit, they take their backing. Y'all niggas don't understand. I tell you to get deep, but how like say, give me mine. When niggas talking shit, niggas didn't think Keno Brian White exists. Give me mine. For all you niggas out there running your mouth with all that doubt and hatred. Give me more when niggas talking shit. Give me more when niggas didn't start like this. Give me more. 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 Give me more when niggas talking shit. Give me more when niggas didn't start like this. Give me more. 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 Word up. Why y'all niggas sitting around playing Scrabble? Abracadabra, yeah. It's time for Words More Records to zero y'all the fuck out. Y'all bankrupting with y'all weak ass fat. Give me more.
Y'all ever thought.
Where you been? I'm looking at my glowing planner. What you doing? I'm looking at my glowing planner. What you been? I'm looking at my glowing planner. Glowing planner. Where you been? I'm looking at my glowing planner. What you doing? I'm looking at my glowing planner. Yo, what you been doing? I'm looking at my glowing planner. Yo, Mrs. 239 got plans, getting ready, let everybody know that it's a made-up Tanasa. That means that I'm getting ready to have my own, let's see, my own space on my own planet. While everybody be trying to act like they can't stand it. Everything that the Mrs. 239 been representing, man, I'm getting ready to bring out the whole inventory inside of my head. Be quick, yo, check it. I see a whole bunch of stock markets coming down inside of my head. Everything is spreading out. Yo, it's prices. Prices is selling, it's selling. Why everybody be trying to figure out why Mr. 239 came out and I done put my digits in the panel quick. What you doing? I'm looking at my glowing planner. How you been? I'm looking at my glowing planner. Looking at my glowing planner. Where you been? I'm looking at my glowing planner. What you doing? I'm looking at my glowing panel. I'm looking at my glowing planner. Check out my panel. What you doing? I'm looking at my glowing planner. Where you been? Looking at my glowing planner. What you been? How have you been doing? I'm looking at my glowing panel. Yo, check it. I'm looking at my glowing planner. Looking at my glowing planner. I'm looking inside of my glowing planner. Where you been? I'm looking inside my glowing planner. How you doing? I'm looking at my glowing planner. Where you been? Looking at my glowing planner. How you been? Looking at my glowing panel.
ECB, man.
Playing ball.
Who is Mr. ECB, man?
We got a guy that's going in the building.
We'll find out who it is in a little bit, man.
Hope y'all gonna be ready.
No. Why you holding secrets, man? Why you gonna tell me who is Mr. ECB, man? I'd like to know who is Mr. ECB.
Look at
him,
man.
79. To know Mr. ECB,
I'll tell you what.
You gotta know what his business is about and how his business is ran.
Different.
Well, man, you know, I'm just curious. I just want to know, because it sounds familiar. I done heard that name before, man. But you just see if it's the same one. Yeah. They call me Mr. ECB.
Economic Corporate.
Check it. Mr. ECB.
Economic Corporate.
As I step up in the building, everybody sees that man with that Liberty Bell tie on again and suit on again. Walking around the place, getting to know everybody, shaking their hands. Yeah, y'all know who I am. I'm that one that be making the moves that a lot of people didn't know about, didn't sure about, didn't know who that dude was. Man, back in 2010, they knew about me. Come up in with that derby hat on and walking around with them, let's see, them like almost skaters on. That's what the color was, it was green. Cause you should've knew me as the one that was coming through the taste on the cream. Started out in a place with a Coonerville, riding around with the lugs on it. But now you know I'm back on my feet again, walking around and, yeah, things a little weird again. But I'm still doing everything I can to keep on going. Everybody know who I am. Everybody know the name, everybody been screaming. Y'all know the name that been screaming. They call me Mr. ECB.
Economic
up in the game. Mr. ECB. Coming to your brain. They call me Mr. ECB. Up in the game. They call me Mr. ECB. In your brain. Mr. ECB. Up in the game. Mr. ECB. Up in your brain. Mr. ECB. Up in the game. Well, yeah, they know me. The one that used to go around real quickly. They know about me and my rolling C. About how I used to go around the street, how I used to have them encounters with them different types of ladies. They would come and travel around quick to see me. Things got a little bit out of hand, and when I was about 21 years old, came from New York City, money-making Manhattan, and I just kept on going on my stroll.
went on with it too long. That pastor knocked at my mom's door, was like, your son been fornicating too much, so I'm gonna pray for him. He need to change everything the way he been living. Man, it was just because some nights I've been lonely, and I've been known to use the gift with the gab. Everything I knew about what I've been going on with around my past. Even though things around used to make me feel sad, now I'm glad that I went back to the way that I always been. Y'all know who I am. Yeah, y'all know who I be. Like I said, you need to call me Mr. ECP up in the game. Mr. ECP up in your brain. Mr. ECP up in the game. Mr. ECP up in the brain. Mr. ECP up in the game. Mr. ECP up in your brain, in your brain. Man, check it. I've been known to get up in the brain real quick. Like I said, let my mind take a journey through your head while you lay asleep in your bed. Make a story to yourself about fantasies you never had. That was the midnight desire. Back when I came with blasts from the last minute suggestion. Mr. ECP up in the game. Mr. ECP up in your brain. Now, that's who he is. That's who Mr. ECP is, man. I still don't know what them abbreviations mean.
Man, you know what? You'll find out sooner or later. Needless to the song, Clumpin.
Man, but I'm saying, I know it stands for something.
Yeah, it stands for something. I'm Jotso. You will find out what it stands for in a minute, sucker.
Economic corporate
man, but you know what, Jotso, man? Them abbreviations sound familiar.
Economic corporate pimpin'.
They are familiar, man. You know what? I'm about to get up out of here. I got to go.
Economic corporate pimpin'.
Hey, what's up, man? Hey, let me get a pack of bags.
Okay.
How much it is?
$2.
Hey, what's up, man? Calling my foot,
man. That was an accident, homeboy. Well, it wasn't no accident, man. You stepped
accident
on my foot. Whatever my foot, man. I'm just stepping on my foot. Keep it up, man. I'm going to handle you in this dog pound, all right?
I'm thinking Negro, please. If you really don't know me, then you best back up. I suggest strongly. Third is to CPG till the day I D-I-D. For my L-I-F-N-E. No matter where I look, that's all I need.
And I know
these days you gotta be strapped. I'm already knowing ain't nobody got my back.
Me on BT. Everybody knows my name. All the police think I'm serving hate. Jealous niggas call a cop, but I don't worry long as I hear their mouth. If ever they decide to keep,
you better be prepared because I know I'm free.
One thing I can guarantee, you don't wanna be standing next to me before my final curtain call.
Thinking it won't be
low. So if we bump heads in the street or even at some party, you niggas really can't see me.
My request is that you stop trying
or I let go.
These days you gotta be strapped. I'm already knowing ain't nobody got my back. These days you gotta be down. Who said it was easy claiming no pound? These days you gotta be strapped. I'm already
it was easy claiming no pain.
Every day
on deck for whoever. I'm busting, taking down, found my damn never. Gotta watch my back for these coppers as well as these niggas that I kick it with. They think you're faster than these bitches will. Since I'm pimping, everybody wants my riches. And I can't keep a dime from buying weed, yakking every time I smoke. Constantly, you comfort me from committing a murder, so I chill up off the earth. Who got my back? Nobody. Little John got him laying niggas down at the homie party. All be going crazy, I guess we all being who we are. And they say them niggas got to be a star. I got to get mine. If I blast, then it's my destiny. If I die, then it was meant to be intentionally. Worrying, stressing, I'm guessing, confession. When the murder takes place, it was still
No Limit Studio.
Yeah. Can I speak to P?
P, I ain't you.
Hey, yo, tell them Pastor Troy and them down South Georgia boys said, since everybody think they soldiers, then what's up? We'll go to war.
Ain't no more playing today. My nigga playing today. Ain't no more playing today. proper cookies that fell to top it. Got me watching for copper. All I want is the proper. Niggas climbing with me. Don't know they climbing, they leaving. So fuck these leaders, it's real. Just pass your hair, take the station. Watch the story about haters. Then another about lasers. I'm taking risks to get it, but now I'm sick of this shit. So with these last couple dollars, we gon' flip it. Shit, I bought this sleep machine. About big as a calculator. Who would you ever dream? We hit the studio later. It's like I owe them bases for making me take this serious. Wasn't for the struggle, cause you would not be hearing this. In the midst, I'm fresh out two times a day. What I'm doing down here, nigga, this why I say I just pray that I relate a message.
If your mouth out of line, I wanna bury your ass, but I'm out of line. And women ask for tips, I tell them get a job and get me some backwoods on your EBT card. Don't ask me for weed or drinks in the club or a fucking autograph outside my tour bus. Don't ask me for Gucci, Louis Vuitton, or Uggs, cause A, B, or C, you get none of the above. Can I borrow some money? Can I get some weed? Can I drive your car? Can you pay my rent? Can you buy me a drink? Can I wear your gold? Can you take me to the mall and get me a pair of those? That's when I smack the shit out ya. I smack the shit out ya. That's when I smack the shit out ya. I smack the shit out ya. That's when I smack the shit out ya. I smack the shit out ya. That's when I smack the shit out ya. I smack the shit out ya. Hey yo, niggas get cocky when they get a little change. They buy a car for gas, they need a little change. They never on the front line, they say the middle main. Picking dollars off the floor after you done made it rain. And women always throwing hits when they rent due. And I throw a hint right back, what the fuck you gon' do? Go get your money from the store, you brought your wig out of. Before I pay your rent, I'ma slap the shit out you. Can I borrow some money? Can I get some weed? Can I drive your car? Can you pay my rent? Can you buy me a drink? Can I wear your gold? Can you take me to the mall and get me a pair of those? That's when I smack the shit out you. I smack the shit out you. That's when I smack the shit. Yeah. That's when I smack the shit out you. I smack the shit out. That's yeah. When I smack the shit out you. Yo, smack your if shit I gotta, you. I walk around the world trying to smack everybody. I'm certified, IG don't need to verify me. I smack the shit out you playing rich and being broke. I smack my kids taking batteries out the remote. I smack the shit out police when they pull me over. Then stick my middle finger up to the camera on the shoulder. I smack the shit out you, then I smack the shit out you. And mind your business, bitch, ain't nobody talking about you. Can I borrow some money? Can I get some weed? Can I drive your car? Can you pay my rent? Can you buy me a drink? Can I wear your gold? Can you take me to the mall and get me a pair of those? That's when I smack the shit out you. I smack the shit out. That's when I smack the shit out you. I smack the shit out. That's when I smack the shit out you. I smack the shit out. That's when I smack the shit out you. I smack the shit out you.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, man. Hey, yo, turn me up a little bit, son. I don't even hear nothing right now. Hey, yo, turn me up a little bit, man. Hey, yo, man, these niggas need to hear me, man. Word up. These niggas need to hear me right now, man. Get money, get money, get money, get money, get money. 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 Get money, get money, get money.
All black by Chevy. Two niggas in the front, two niggas in the black. Black mask in the back, on the right side of my ass. Looking for they ass, cause we about to spray they ass. I ain't talking spray paint, I'm talking lead paint. Checking lead brand stains, leave the niggas leaking like hoes in the water bed. Leave them dead, let them catch the bullets in the shell. Gun smoke looking like a ball, nigga. We ain't gon' stop, send anybody look mushy like lasagna. Call me your honor, you just got convicted. Death was the penalty, rest in pieces. Every time I spit, chop niggas to pieces. Flow so legendary, guess what? Put the paper down, yeah, I'm so deadly. Cause I want my motherfucking money and I ain't talking funny. I gotta show my motherfucking image to these niggas.
Get money, get money, get money, get money, get money, get money.
Congregation, hard work paying off, y'all seem to be on vacation. Never gonna stop amid speculation. Never got you about facing caused by the embarrassment of the irrelevant statements. I ain't playing, y'all just running out of people to blame for your failings. And all y'all shit is getting retarded as the offspring of Sarah Palin. If my words confuse you, I explain it in layman's terms. Y'all shit be lame in every language.
Get money, get money, get money, get money, get money, get money, get money. Leave you in the coffin. If you stay flossin', this like Steve Austin.